big time team, the Amherst, the Plainviews, and you're right up there. Third place finish, had a lot of kids medals, so you had to be pretty proud. This your team really battled tough with some of those good schools, didn't they?
Yes, we did. We wrestled well. Neely Oakdale's another one in there in the top in the ratings. So, you know, we wrestled well. I kind of said last week, you know, that we needed this meet to kind of see where we're at. And we wrestled with some good kids, and we wrestled well. We lost some of those, but overall we kind of know where we're at and where we need to head.
A few breaks here and there in some of those weight classes, and it could have pushed maybe possibly even, you know, if a second. You and Plainview were right there for just, what, 8-9 points at a second?
Yeah, it ended up 12.5 points, I think, at the end. And, yeah, we've had a couple of kids there that lost an overtime match, and I lost a real close one to one of the top-rated kids in D at his weight, you know. Another kid, that top-rated kid, first time down at 26, Jacob. Yeah, actually, it's the second week at 126, and wrestled one of the top kids in D in the final. So, you know, we had our chances to make up those differences in points, and when you beat one of them and that takes points away from them, you know, that gives us a chance to narrow that gap down a little bit, but we had our chances, and we needed to go wrestle a little bit better in a couple spots, and we had some things to work on.
You had some guys, as we talked about in the championship, you know, Jacob, one of them, Garrett Latterbirth, the 138, picks up a title in his weight class.
Yeah, Garrett wrestled really well. He had a tough kid. The Mosul kid's been ranked all year, and we wrestled really well there, 8-6 decision. Good match, and kind of those are the kind of matches that make us better, and we know where we're at, and so we need to improve in a couple areas maybe, and they're going to do the same thing. They're going to look at us and see what we need to do different. Jacob's match was with a Kennesaw kid. He was a tough kid, been in the top of the ratings all year. And, you know, we're just getting down to weight and getting used to it, and we'll get better as time goes.
Matt Van Pelt, the championship 152, and I think he had some ranked kids in his weight class too, didn't he?
Yeah. The Calaraz kid from Arcadia, Loup City, has been ranked all year. Brett Tryon used to wrestle him last year and had a tough time with him all the time. Matt had a good match with him. It was pretty close, and then we came in at the end and put him on his back for the win, and Matt wrestled well. His semifinal match was a tough one, like a one-point match there. So, you know, we had some matches there that he had to really dig down deep to pull out those wins. And then Brett had the Kester kid from Neely Oakdale. We wrestled him earlier in the year, and they kind of know us, and we know them a little bit. So the match was a pretty good match there, 4-2 match, and they kind of have us kind of have an idea of what we do. And so after the match, we kind of talked about things we heard from their coaches and what they were yelling, so we got some ideas and things to work there to, so the next time we run into him, we'll, you know, the match might be different. But he wrestled well. Cole didn't place this week, but he had two tough kids, both of them in the rankings at 182, and that was just a tough bracket, top to bottom. And he wrestled well. And then in our bigger two, Clayton got his first win of the year at a tournament, beat the Snow kid from Highline. Wrestled him in a good match, 7-6. Or nope, it was a fall. And wrestled well. He didn't make any mistakes, and that's usually Clayton. He takes a shot and gets in bad position and then gets caught, you know. So we've been working on him and Bryson too. Both of them, don't make mistakes. You know, keep yourself in good position and let them make mistakes, and we'll capitalize then. So we've been working on those kind of things. And Bryson had the Toppenheim kid from Amherst, which is one of the better kids in C this year. He wrestled him well. We tried to do some throws, and that doesn't work very good sometimes. And again, we just have to be patient and take our time and see how things go, and hopefully we can finish on top.
And even some of your guys that did medal, I'm sure you're seeing improvement in a lot of those guys, aren't you?
Yeah, the rest. improved every week, you know, got getting better every time they get on the mat. Tyler, he went 2-3 or 3-2 on the day, lost that last match, and to get a medal, and you know, wrestled well. He's getting better every week too. So, you know, as long as we keep improving, that's the whole deal. We got about 3 or 4 more weeks to sub districts, and we just got to keep improving until we get to that day.
Got a big weekend coming up. You got to go back to back on Friday, Saturday, aren't you?
Yeah, we've got a duel with Sandhill Sedford on Friday. They don't have a lot of numbers, but we wrestle there the next day. So we'll go up and wrestle on Friday and then wrestle on Saturday. So a chance to go up and see some of the new the Sandhill schools that we missed earlier in the year when we didn't get to go to Sutherland. So we'll a little different variety up there. And Ansley or Kate or Litchfield, I think that'll be the first time we get to see them this year. So some teams that we haven't seen, and Tennessee and Sutherland, another team that we haven't seen this year. So a chance to go up there and see some new faces.